Good evening, everyone. It's good to be with you tonight. If you want to turn to Acts chapter 3, we'll begin there, and then we'll jump all over, keep you awake, figuratively speaking. Father, we just ask tonight that you would be here, that your presence would come as we study your word. Lord, that you would just, Holy Spirit, come and move in this place. Arise in this place. Lord, we just commit this service into your hands in Jesus' name. Well, in Acts chapter 3, we read the account of Peter and John, specifically Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Grace recently came home, and that was one of her memory verses, the second half of it. And we read here, it says, in the name, her memory verse was, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the story here was that the lame man was by the gate begging, and Peter and John walked by, and he asked alms, and they said, silver and gold we don't have, but what we do, we give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And what did he do? Amen. He rose up and he walked. As many of you know, I recently changed jobs. I was at another place of employment for about 10 years. And then a couple positions came available outside of my former employer to start considering. So I started considering those jobs. And I was praying and asking, Lord, what should I do? Should I, shouldn't I? And I had a lot of, not a ton of seniority, but I had been in that department the longest. I was very comfortable where I was at. There was no quote-unquote natural reason to want to leave there. Really had nothing to complain about. But I was just, I felt the Lord challenging me. So I was praying and praying and seeking guidance from the Lord as well as others. And I decided to take the step. But before that, I was like, well, Lord, should I or shouldn't I? I'm very comfortable, and we like comfortable, right? How many here like change? The older you get, how much? Who likes change? The younger are shaking their head. I used to think I like change. I like my own change, in my own way and in my own time. I don't get it as much as I want, but I realize I can say I like change, but I guess I realize I like the theory of it. But anyway, I was praying, Lord, should I go? Should I leave? And one day I was just saying, Lord, what should I do? I needed to make a decision. So all of a sudden, after I thought that and prayed, all of a sudden the verse popped into my head, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And it was completely out of context from the origin of it, but the Lord spoke to me. It was quickened to me, so I did it. And how many here know the Lord has a sense of humor? So I did it. I took the action. I changed jobs. I'm doing the same function. I'm a financial advisor, but it's a slightly different approach. The founder believed in an old school fashion of face-to-face introductions. Some of you know that as door-to-door. It is not sales, but it's introduction. So I get to knock on hundreds, if not 1,000 doors and introduce myself to complete strangers. So now I'm praying, Lord, did I make the right decision? And from what I just described to you, and this thought came to me last night, and all of a sudden the same verse came to me. Rise up and walk. I walk to a lot of homes. And it really spoke to me. It's challenging. But what of value doesn't have challenge? Tell me one thing of value that just falls into your lap. No pressure and easy. Many advisors that have gone before said, if you can endure this period of time, you will be thankful. If you stick it out, it will prove itself. But many don't. And so what the Lord has been speaking to me is the thought of faith. And acting on the words of faith that perhaps God is giving you or speaking to you. 5 points we're going to look at tonight. First is we need to hear. Secondly is we need to pray. We need to seek counsel. We need to make an action, and we need to continue in that action. This is not a defined set of principles that you must do, but these are some things that the Lord spoke to me that are a good step in really proving and acting on perhaps the faith or the word of faith that the Lord has calling or called or you are in. So first is we need to hear. How does faith come? By hearing. Where do we get that from? Scripture, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing. We have to hear from Him. We have to hear His word. Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord called him out of his land. Now, I don't know if it was that day they called him and then he went the next day. I don't know what the time period was. And sometimes I can over pedestal men and women in Scripture, but I'm realizing they were human. They had to leave family. They had to leave comfort. They had to leave all those things and go to a new place. But they took that step. But he heard first. He heard the Lord, and he took those steps. How do we hear? How do we hear from the Lord? When he speaks a word of faith into our life, how does he do that? Well, some is Scripture. At times we're reading Scripture and a word of faith comes to us. Sometimes it's circumstances. What the Lord is taking us through, it quickens a word of faith into us that we're to go on. A vision maybe he gives you. A person. The Lord can use a number of ways. That's not an exhaustive list, but the Lord can use a number of ways to speak into our lives. One time I was having a conversation with Pastor David Krupp years ago, and I rented my whole life. Growing up from a baby to 30-something years old, I always rented. That's just what I did. That's what I was used to. I got married. My wife always, they bought a home. It doesn't matter, neither right or wrong. But the point was, I was very nervous to buy a home because I was like, well, what if I went into the ministry? And then I've got to sell the home. And David Krupp said, you know what? And we were just having a casual conversation, standing out there, nothing spiritual. And he goes, well, you know what? You have to plant root sometime. Because the Lord calls you, sell your house and move. That's logical. And he didn't know it, but that was a word of faith to me. And I did buy a home. I used wisdom, I used a number of things, but the Lord spoke to me and it quickened life for me to take an action, to do something. So He can speak to us in a number of ways to instill faith into us. And we have many voices that we're hearing. Many different things can influence how we're hearing God. So we can say, well, God, why aren't you speaking? I'm asking you for a word of faith, something to act on, but I just don't hear you. Well, that could be because perhaps he's not speaking or perhaps we're not in tune with him. What other voices are we listening to? Logic? Our friends? Other people? History? Things of that nature that maybe override God's voice. I remember when I was first asked to go to Africa and I felt to go. But I remember someone in my family was like, why are you going? It's pointless. Why on earth would you go? And I've got a whole bunch of other families sitting around, and this person is always vocal and shares their thoughts, not afraid to. But I could have listened to them. Logically, they were correct. But the Lord was saying something else. But the first point is we have to hear. And if we're not hearing, Lord, what's causing me not to hear? Do we need to recalibrate our hearing to be able to hear what the Lord is saying? Being careful also what we take in. How do we learn to hear His voice? A couple weeks ago, someone had posted a video on Facebook, and it was of a shepherd. And he had a bunch of people come up and try to call his flock. They were way out in a field, and they made this really unusual noise. And they would all try to do it, and the sheep would look up, and then just look back down. And the next person would come up and they would make this weird noise and they'd look up and then look back down and continue on. And a bunch of them came up and then the shepherd came up and did the noise and they all looked up and then they slowly started coming to him from this huge field, all just running to him. They knew his voice. They knew when to come. Do we know our shepherd's voice? Because we hear it. The sheep responded. They heard the noise, but they didn't act on it. They looked up and said, no, that's not who I'm supposed to listen to, and they continued on. And we need to know we're hearing the voice of the Lord. I believe I've responded correctly. I'm not going to stand up and stand definitively and say, I have absolute truth. But I feel I have acted. I've gotten counsel. We're going to go into that. But we have to know the voice of the one that is calling us. And I don't think we need to be careful we don't overcomplicate it. We don't just listen to any voice, but when our Father speaks, when our Shepherd speaks, we need to respond. And the more we know His voice, my wife was recently reading to our kids a devotional, and one of it was the thought of talk to Him throughout the day. Talk to Him, because the more you talk to someone, you hear their voice, right? Hi, Pastor Wallace, how are you? Good. We have board meetings together. I sometimes come to Him for counsel. I hear Him speak here. He calls me on the phone. I know Him. I know His voice. I know His counsel because I know Him. My pastor, I grew up with him for 22 years in his church. I know His voice. My wife, I know much more because we share everything together. We have that constant communication. Do we have that with the Lord? And the more we have that, I believe, intricate communication, again, not just in our prayer closet, but every day, I ask Him, Lord, which neighborhood should I go to? And I wait a minute. Which houses should I go to? What should I get my kids? What should I do this? And I don't sit there and say, okay, should I use a fork or a spoon? But I'm always talking to Him. Because the more we talk to Him, the more we are going to know Him. First in the natural, all our relationships. I know the first five people here, not at all, because I've never talked to them. I know the other ones a little more because I've talked to you a little more. And others on a deeper level, individually. We want to know the Lord. We want to hear His voice. Hearing is very important, and it's a foundational piece because we're going to make a decision based off of what we've heard. We have to know what we've heard. And if we trust the Lord, He said it, we can move in that. Second is we need to pray. We need to pray. And at times, balance this. If you have to make a split decision, you don't have time to maybe do all of these things, but there's some fundamental things we need to do. We need to pray, Lord, is this You? I've heard this. Scripture tells us to test the Spirit. If we've heard this, is it God? Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We've got to hear from the Lord. There was one time that I got very sick when I was overseas, and I went to my director, and he said, I feel you need to stay. So based off of that, I honored Him, I stayed, and I got better. It happened again, and the second time I said, Lord, I was very thankful for my leadership, but I said, Lord, would You speak to me? I want to have a deeper relationship and I want to hear from You. And He opened my eyes to see what that sickness and the root of it was. He showed me in my understanding, but I went to Him to hear what He was saying. Sometimes I think about praying more than I pray. You ever do that? It's like you think about, and it's like we almost assume, yeah, I prayed that. No, we just thought about it. But did we submit it to the Lord? Did we give it to Him and lay it before Him? In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 28. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 28. This is speaking of Solomon when he was dedicating the temple and bringing the ark. But it says, yet having regard to the prayer of Your servant and to his plea, O my Lord God, listen to the cry and to the prayer of Your servant's prayers before You this day. Talk to Him. Especially when He gives you that word of faith. Lord, what do You think? I'm nervous about this. I don't like this. I'm doubtful. The Lord shared His heart with His Father. But what did He say at the end? Nevertheless, not my will, but Yours be done. I would have been much more comfortable staying at my old job. I knew it inside and out. But I felt that the Lord was calling me on to something else. But I had to pray and ask the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. 1 Samuel 30, verse 8. David said when he was getting ready to go up for battle, should I go up? Will I be successful? Yes and yes. Now, we have no idea what that means. He didn't know, okay, will I lose one man? Will I lose an army but still be successful? We don't know. I don't know what my journey looks like. All I know is He said to go. So I'm going and trusting that He will lead. We need to wait on Him. We need to pray and then we need to wait and sometimes just sit there and listen. Jason, be quiet and let me speak. And if he says nothing, fine. But I gave him my presence and I believe he appreciates. I know he appreciates that. Third, we need to seek godly counsel. We need to seek godly counsel. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there is no guidance, people fall. But where there is an abundance of counselors, there is safety. I didn't ask all of you when I was changing jobs, but I did go to my leaders. And I went to a few key people and I said, would you be praying for me? Some I just said I have a decision. Some I shared the details of what was going on and the progression of that. But we need to go to those that we can trust. Not that are just going to give us the answer we want. No, you're not to go to Africa. Whew, good. It's hot there. We need to go to those that will give us the mind of the Lord. Those that we believe truly have our intent and the Lord's desire in mind. Then submit that counsel to the Lord. I know someone once who made a decision, and I'm 99.9% sure, I think I could say 100%, they didn't seek counsel. They went forward in a certain direction. And the way made itself available for them to go. But the things they've experienced in that move are physically and spiritually destroying them. And that's nice words to use. It is destroying them because they didn't seek counsel. And now they've went their way. And now they've got everything they want and wanted, but it's slowly leading, not slowly, quickly leading them to hell if they don't change. We want to hear from God. We want to seek His face. We want to seek counselors that have God's interest and our interest in mind. And then here comes the fun part. You have to act on it. I had to walk into my boss's office and quit. Fine that I had a word of faith. It doesn't make it easier. I knew someone who used to think grace just removed everything and made a way plain. Does it do that? No. But what does it do? It gives us strength to get over the mountain. Faith does not mean, oh, it's easy from here. Many of you know this. I'm not preaching this for your first time hearing it. But we need a remembrance, I think, sometimes that when God calls us, there is grace, there is ability, but now we have to walk it out. We have to take that action and step forward. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Exodus 14, verses 13 through 16. And it says, it's speaking of Moses and the children of Israel here when they were getting ready to cross the Red Sea. The army of Egypt was coming up behind them. They were blocked on another side. They had nowhere to go. They were trapped. And it says here, and Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians who you will see today, you will see no longer. Oh, that's easy for us to say, oh, Israel, why can't you see that the Lord's on your side? You say that when you're trapped all around, have people coming to kill you or take you back into prison, and you've got nowhere to go. I'm very judgmental of people sometimes, but I forget I'm not in their shoes. And we need to be very careful of that. But the Lord was telling Israel, through Moses, be at peace. I will get you through this. And we need to hold to the Lord in those situations. Verse 14 says, the Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. How often are we silent when we have problems? Who here has mastered that? I have not. How often do we complain? We want to go and tell people, oh, it's so hard. I know one guy, he would tell me the same story over and over, and it's like, uh-huh. Tell me once, I understand it. That is challenging. Tell me what twice, okay. Now you're whining. And I say that humbly, but when we just start to whine, what does that do? We just are simply reinforcing the negative aspect of what we're going through. And how helpful is that? It says here to be silent, and at times we need to just be quiet. It may be hard, and you've all experienced probably even more than me, There are those challenging times. But we have to learn to quiet ourselves and truly say, Lord, I said I trusted you before I took this step. What's making me not trust you now? What I see. So we have to just sit there at times, remain silent. It says, fear not, stand firm. And as I was preparing this, the story of Smith, one of the stories of Smith Wigglesworth came to mind that he recounted of a woman that was healed. She had a huge growth on her neck, and it went away. She was prayed for, and it was gone, but she woke up the next morning, and there it was again. And she said, enemy, you are a liar. And it went away. But she had a choice. She could sit there, oh, here it is, it's back. Bemoan the situation and everything that they're going through. Or she could, and she chose to say, no, Lord, I trust you. I believe what you've done. And when we take that action, we need to believe that and we need to step forward in that. In verse 15 of Exodus 14, it says, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry unto me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Verse 16, lift up your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. They had to take a step forward. They had to take an action. They had to move, and then the Lord moves. And when we take a step of faith, it's not because we see the road, it's because God has told us to step forward. And as we step forward, I believe He gives us what we need. I know He gives us what we need to move into that next place that God has called us to. So we have to take that action. And then fifthly, we need to continue. We need to continue on in what we are called to do. And this is all very real for me right now because now I have to continue. And it can be very discouraging when day after day I knock and I get very little results. And I can say, you know what, I'm just not seeing it. So I have a choice. I've done everything thus far, these first 4 out of 5 steps. But now I have to choose, am I going to continue in what God has called me to do? We have to continue. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14, we see here in chapter 6, it talks about the armor of God. And hopefully as we're going through this whole process, and before we have the armor on, we're being that soldier that's diligent, that's got the offensive weapon and the defensive clothing that we need to protect ourselves. But in verse 13 and 14 of chapter 6, it says, after you've done all to stand, you have to stand. We have to stand and see the salvation of God and see what He's going to do. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, it says, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Wow. To sit with him in his throne. It hit me a little differently this time when I read that. Maybe it is you, or maybe it is awesome. We know that, but sometimes I believe it hits us a little differently. God gives us many words of faith throughout our life. And I believe as we hear those little ones and respond, He can continue to give us those greater words of faith. But who here wants to be told to build an ark to save the race? That's not happening again, but imagine if you were Noah and were told to build an ark. I have to believe he had doubts during those 100 years of, okay, it's been 20 years. Okay, it's been 50 years. Okay, it's been 90 years. Still no rain. But that's the trust he had in the Lord. And he had to do that. But what did he do before that? What was his life before that to get him to that place to save humanity? He developed a relationship with God through simply daily living, not waiting for, okay, here's the big one, Noah, build an ark. This is your final test. But it was his faithful life that allowed him to come to that point, to be able to respond to those moments of faith. I remember hearing Pastor Bailey's examples, and as a younger person wondering, wow, how and when, but it's faith, daily faithfulness, obedience to the Lord, that when He says, arise, stand up, go forward, whatever He's calling us to, that we respond. But as we do, we overcome, and we become victorious. We gain the victory, amen? Amen? That we stand in a place of authority in Christ. We don't take His throne, but He allows us to sit with Him because He is victorious. Amen? He's won the victory, and we can win the victory. And whatever God is calling us, mine is a very natural example, but who here is ready to go and touch someone that you've never met and believe that God is going to heal them, grow their legs, raise them from the dead, heal them, bring provision? If we can't simply do it in something natural that we do see. And God wants to give us that victory. He wants to stir us so that, okay, we don't leave tonight and, oh, okay, tomorrow's the same. We can't do that anymore. And I'm not saying you are, but if we are, we've got to stop. Because it sure feels like the Lord's closer. I have no idea when He's coming. But if He comes, I want to be found, and this is a message to me, I want to be found ready. Not found, oh wait, I've got to get my sword, hold on, wait. Where are we? Where are we right now? If we stood before the Lord and He came tonight, and He could come tonight for us. We don't know our final trumpet call. I've got to drive home. Many people will drive home tonight. Pastor Stephen preached a message. Within, when we're done with this, about this half hour, 3,300 people will have died on this earth. In a half hour, 3,300 people have entered eternity. Where did they go? That's not on me. Those 3,300 people are not my responsibility, but who is? And am I where I'm to be? One of the doors I knocked in, he was a Christian. He's like, come on in, do you sing? I'm like, I said yes immediately because I do. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, he wants me to come in his house. He's a big guy. Very nice and had no reason. But I was like, I was fine. We went in, he sat down, a classically trained pianist, started singing Amazing Grace. We sat there and sang together. It was pretty neat. Where's the Lord leading me? It's a natural job, just dealing with money. But what can God use? So what is He calling you to? What is He calling you to do? Where are you at in your walk of faith? Or in that, maybe in that specific instance that God has called you to, and maybe you're, did I make the right decision? Or should I make the decision? Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe your decision should be no. I don't know. Or maybe, again, you've made it and you're wondering, if God has called you, walk until He directs you otherwise. Seek Him. You know, I can say, oh, you know, I'm really worried, but how much time do I sit down and watch Andy Griffith? As opposed to giving my time to watching an Andy Griffith show, maybe I give it to the Lord and really define how worried I am about my situation. Am I willing to give up something to truly find out eternally where it points me? Are my priorities in line? I'm not saying yours aren't. These are questions I have to answer myself. But where are we? Because we are a body. And we do affect each other. So many lives depend on what we do. And we each want to stand before the Lord and be able to say what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 Timothy 4, 7 says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. If God is calling us, if we know Him, then let's respond to Him. Let's not wait. Yes, let's be clear, but then let's move forward. Let's hear from Him. Let's seek His face. Let's go to godly counselors. And if you're afraid that they're going to give you the wrong answer that you don't want, then you know you're to go to them. I'm kidding, but seriously. Because if you're already assuming an answer you don't want, it should at least raise an eyebrow to us or a question. So seek godly counsel and be willing to receive an answer that you don't want. Someone once told me in regards to finances, a line to use is, do you trust your current advisor to get a second opinion? We want to trust the Lord, we want to go to those, and then we want to take an action. If God is calling us, we need to step in that action that He's called us to, and then we need to continue. God has much for us. He wants to use us, that's why we're here. We're not here to warm a pew. We're not here to check a box that we came here and sat here. We're here, and it's for tomorrow. It's for when we go out, it's for if you do work up here, and you don't go out, what are you publishing? What is your heart? It's for me when I go to that door. Lord, what am I doing? God has much for us. And if God's stirring you tonight, if something's been stirred in you, don't let it die. Don't let the flame go out. Fire goes out easily if we don't continue to put fuel on it. Whether that's our own desires, whether it's something that God is wanting to put on there, whatever it is, we need to continue to fuel that fire so we're offering as well a sweet incense to Him in everything we're doing. So I trust this message was a blessing to you. May the Holy Spirit just breathe on it as He sees fit. If you musicians would like to come, we'll just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. And we just ask that You would quicken this word to us. Holy Spirit, whatever faith by Your gift You've given that You're calling us to, Lord, if we're not hearing from You, Lord, would You lead us to show us why? Perhaps we're in a waiting pattern and perhaps something is clouding us to hear from You. But Lord, we just ask that You would lead us, that You would lead us, that we would be sensitive to prioritize our time to hear from You. Lord, You are faithful. You are faithful, God, and I ask that it just in a new and a fresh way, even that understanding that as we submit to You and overcome, Lord, in that area of our life, You give us by Your grace, we share with You in that victory. Lord, as we stay seated in You and what you've done. So Lord, we thank You, and as we take that action, would You give us that grace we need? May we hold on to it. Stay on Your path, and by Your grace, continue on that path so that in the end, we can all stand before Your throne and hear You say, well done, good and faithful servant. We thank You for tonight. I ask that tonight would be just something fresh for each one of us here, that we would be an encouragement to each other in faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.